I never travel anywhere for food, but that's interesting.
Well, Rick called the show earlier, actually. He was saying that he used to drive from Victoria to Duncan just for Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd never do anything like that.
When I used to live on the mainland, I would drive from Richmond to Squamish, which is about just over an hour, I think, to do the whole thing. All for this, this grilled cheese restaurant.
When we're in the UK, we used to come over to Canada just now and again. Because it's so vast here. Canadian will travel for like 5 hours for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's completely different mentality.
So are you sort of more in the, I'm not leaving if it's more than 10 minutes outside my door?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Back in the day, mid-70s, there was no McDonald's in Courtney. So we piled 5 or 6 people into my car as young teenagers, and away we'd go to Nanaimo on the old island highway, hour and a half each way to get a Big Mac. We'd chip in for gas, which would cost all of, what, $1.50 back then.
But that's also when, like, cheeseburgers were literally, like, 39 cents, too, weren't they?
Back then they advertised that you could get a meal for under a dollar.
You know, the saying is true. You don't know you're in the good times until you're gone, right?
Call them good times? We'll call it going to the extreme for a Big Mac.
Camber River to Nanaimo for McDonald's back in the early 80s.
was it even worth it?
Yeah. They're kids.
Hey, you're talking about traveling for food.
Yeah, what's the furthest you've ever traveled for food?
I traveled from Hay River, Northwest Territories to Yellowknife, which is about 4 hours for McDonald's.
Dude, that's commitment.
There was nothing else to do, though, so.
You're going that distance, you gotta make it worth your while. Did you get, like, what, 100 Big Macs, I would imagine?
Yeah, no, just a couple.
You get the meal when you get there, and then you gotta have at least 2 more for the journey back when you get hungry again, right?
Exactly, that's right. 2 when you get there, 2 for the ride home. Plus a couple milkshakes, because back, we didn't get McDonald's often back then, so.
I was a young lad working all over the country. I ended up in Whitehorse. And there's a place in Alaska called Eider. You go down there, and if you finish the steak, it's for free. It's about a 4-pound porterhouse. And on top of that, they call what they call, you get Eiderized. They give you a zombie.
What's that?
It's a booze. You didn't hear of a zombie? I mean, when we were kids, we used to drink those things all the time. It was about 10 concoctions of liquor. And if you drink the zombie and you walk out without staggering, you get a T-shirt.
Okay, so do you have the T-shirt?
Of course.
Oh, I got a story for you. You're talking about traveling to go get food?
Yeah, what's the furthest you've traveled to get a bite to eat?
There's a place called Windy Point, just north of Prince George. It's like middle of nowhere. If you know where Mackenzie is and Chetwynd is, it's like right in the middle.
Okay.
And they have, it's called the Windy Burger. And literally, the patty and the burger are like the size of like a small dish. Massive. And of course, you can't finish it because they just load you. And if you could finish it, you get 25% off the meal. But you could never finish it. It was so good. Just a good old trucker's meal, man. Middle of nowhere. But yeah, we used to travel 45 minutes, you know, on our excursions just to go up there to have this burger, man.
We drove all the way from Vancouver to Washington just to get Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wait, so that's just not only the distance, but that means you had to sit in the border lineup?
We had to pass the border, yeah, cross through the border just to get Krispy Kreme donuts before they built one in North Delta.
Did the border guards look at you funny? Did they believe you?
Oh, they had a chuckle over it. That's literally the story we told them, too, that we were going to Krispy Kreme donuts.
You know, I'm surprised it didn't say, oh, hey, do you want to bring some back for us on your way?
Yeah, me as well. I don't think I would share, though.
Okay, well, I'm over in Powell River, and there's a camping spot called Haywire Bay. It's up a dirt road quite a ways. And there used to be a store in Townsite just up from the mill. Now, me and my buddy Mike, we were on a long weekend camping trip up there for 4 days. Well, after 2 days, we'd eaten all the food. And we didn't have a vehicle. We were teenagers, right? Our parents dropped us off. So we walked 4 hours into town in the middle of the night to go to this place to get more food for the rest of the camping trip.
So what did you load up on then?
Oh, junk. We bought like chips and candy and stuff like that. And it wasn't actual substance, but it got us through.
And how much of it did you eat before you got back to your campsite?
I'm not going to disclose that sort of information.
One of my customers and I this morning got to talk about this same thing. And her and her friends went from Campbell to Vancouver for Vietnamese sandwiches.
Wait, so they drove from Campbell all the way down to the ferry terminal.
Yep.
Took the two-hour ferry.
Yep.
And then drove who knows how long through the Vancouver traffic just to get...
Oh, no. They went shopping there first, and then they went and got the Vietnamese sandwiches and brought 8 or 10 back with them. After they ate one or two each down while they were there.
Yeah, right. That's such a good business venture. You do something like that, then you start selling them over on this side of things.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, man, have you ever had... Or back east had what they call a Pictou County pizza?
No, but I'm very interested.
Okay, you look it up on the Google Pictou County pizza. It's actually quite a following, but that was the first thing I did the last time I left here to go back home for a visit. That's the very first place I went to was Alice's Pizza to get a slice of pizza.
Well, how many miles is that?
About 4,400 miles, about 6,000 K. Hey, man, it's worth a slice. When my folks come from back east, they actually have bringing me back some cold slices or a cold pizza.
How do you do that? Like, in your carry-on or what?
Yeah, just as if you're, like, you know, you get a pizza today, you put it in your carry-on, and you take it out.
Imagine explaining that one to security. That's
Hey, it's just a carry-on. It's just your lunch, right?
Hi there. I think I might have everyone beat as far as the distance for food is concerned.
Oh, okay, Peter. What's the longest you've traveled for food?
How about 8,000 kilometers from London to Burnaby to get a Big Mac?
Hold on. So you went that whole distance just for a Big Mac?
Well, not quite. We came on holiday, but that was the first time I'd ever had a Big Mac.
Okay, so what'd you think about it?
It was nice.
That's it? Just 8,000 kilometers for, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, pretty much.
Would you ever travel that distance again for a Big Mac?
Not a chance.
No.
Big Ginger.
Ginger may improve brain function.
Probably not.
On 98.9, The Goat.
The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.